Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mane tiare na na we tiara na boshia na na boshia. Mane na boshia na 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 we na na we tiara. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. Brado Shia de Boshia, for you.
Father, I come to you now in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I approach your throne of grace, bringing the people before you. We recognize that grieving is a human emotion process, and we give them the space that they need to enter into the rest that you have for them. Lord Jesus, bore their grief and carried their sorrows and pain. We know, Heavenly Father, that your spirit is upon Jesus to heal the people's broken hearts. May they be gentle with themselves, knowing that they are not alone. For your Almighty One is with them, and you have never forsaken them. Heavenly Father, I ask you to give them an expedient manifestation of your healing according to John 16:23. Your word says that we are to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. I pray that my love would give them comfort, joy, and encouragement in Jesus Christ's holy name. Heavenly Father, I ask you to fill them with your precious Holy Spirit. I ask you to fill them with all your fruits of your Holy Spirit, which includes love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, and the goodness, with long suffering, with meekness, faithfulness, and self-control. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' holy name, I ask you to fill them with your Holy Ghost anointing and power. Fill them with your presence in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Today we are reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 through 20. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram, took Sarai's wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that had gathered, the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And to the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Sichem, unto the plain of Mori. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land, and there build he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Haran the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. And there was a famine in the land. And Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarai, his wife, behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. Therefore, it should come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, this is my wife, and they will kill me. But they will save thee alive. Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for the sake that my soul should live because of thee. And it came to pass that when Abram was coming to Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman that she was very fair. The princess also of fair saw her and commended her before Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he entreated Abram well for her sake. And he had sheep and oxen, and he asses, and men servants, and maid servants. And she asses and camels. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this that thou hast done to me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why saidest thou, she is my sister, so I might have taken her to me, to wife? Now therefore, behold, thy wife, take her and go away." And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they set him away, and his wife, all that he had. Wow. I never really read that part out loud. That was Genesis 12, 1 through 20. It's a very interesting story. I really need to play this over. Praise God. Well, thank you for coming to spend time with God. You don't have to be hanging from the chandeliers and spending 2 and 3 hours. Just start your day off spending time with God. 15 minutes a day. Thank you for listening in. You have a very blessed, prosperous, and productive day. And no goodbyes. See you later. Let's continue giving God the praise.
Oh God, for you are mighty King.